everybody. Welcome to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shio.
And I'm your host, Bessa Shio.
And of course, this is a place where we believe that all the marriages out there have a chance to be awesome and fulfilling.
Oh yes, every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling.
That's right. And you guys can always reach out to us on social media. I'm at Whitney Shio on Twitter.
And I'm at Bessa Shio on Twitter.
Yep.
And also you can always find us on Facebook, which is Facebook.com/ Live Your Best Marriage.
Yes, you can like us on Facebook so that you can stay up to date with all the stuff we're doing, all the latest blog posts, and we have a lot of encouragement that we have to offer there. And of course, you guys can always go back to the place where it all started, which is liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So what are we talking about today, Whitney?
So, well, you know, today as we were browsing things that are trending on Twitter, I found this really cool thing, a tip actually, how to keep a relationship new.
Yes, hashtag how to keep a relationship new.
Yes, yes.
And
don't forget the hashtag.
Yes.
So, which I think is really, really awesome, because for people who have been married for a few years or more, they might be wondering, okay, what can we do to make it more like the way it was in the beginning?
Yes, how to freshen up things, how to make everything brand new.
Right, right.
So it's like how you used to be when you were dating, right?
Yeah, because, you know, in the beginning, it was all about the excitement and just that weak in the knees kind of feeling that you had when you were around each other.
Yeah.
But then after a couple years, everyday life just kind of starts to
get into the way.
Yeah, kind of take over. And you develop this routine that is like, okay, I'm not sure if the excitement is here. The love is still here. But what about the excitement?
Okay.
So what do you think are some of the ways that we can shake things up?
You know, I think there's something you brought up once. I don't know if it's this podcast or you're just telling me, but you've always brought up an issue of controlling for new.
Mm-hmm.
Controlling for new. Yeah. And there's somebody who said that you should have in your back pocket, or just have somewhere where you have a card and you have maybe the new events that are coming up in town, maybe the new plays that are coming up in town, maybe the new... maybe a new restaurant that you've never been together.
Yes.
So so instead of going to the same old, old restaurant that you've gone for the last 10 years and everybody in the restaurant knows about you and you don't even have to say what you want to order. It's just they know you and they're just going to give you what you always order.
Right.
But jazz things up, and maybe once a week or maybe once every month, go to a new place that you have never gone, maybe a side of town that you have never been, and just try to be a little bit spontaneous and keep everything new.
Right. That's really, really great advice, because I actually got the idea of control for new from a life coach.
Okay.
Back in 2012. And it's the best, one of the best pieces of advice I've ever received, because the idea is you and your spouse can go to a restaurant that you've never gone to every single week, just try something different. And then if you run out of restaurants, start doing activities.
Yes.
Whether it's, I don't know, if you've got
plays,
movies, if there's a rafting course, kayaking or rock climbing, anything, adventure, anything that would be an adventure to you guys.
Yes.
Something that maybe would be a little bit scary to try.
Yeah, something that you've never done.
Yeah, I know for me, we haven't tried rock climbing yet, but I know for me that would be super scary, but... Yes. The reason we say it needs to be something new is it's such a great way to shake things up, because if you think of whatever your routine is Monday through Friday, I don't know what kind of jobs
that
everybody
you have,
has or whatever, but I know, because when we started this, I was staying at home full-time, and Pesa was working full-time.
Yes.
And so it was a huge blessing for me to have something to look forward to every Friday night. I knew we were going to drop the kids off.
Yes, for the date night.
Yeah, and have a date night.
Yeah.
So I literally could not wait for Friday to get here. And so we still do this.
Yes.
We've tried all kinds of different things. We've taken a communication training. We've done leadership trainings. We've done the restaurant thing. We've done the exercise thing. We've gone to the gym together. Just all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
There's really no right or wrong way to do it. But if you can try as much as possible to make sure that it's something new.
Yeah. Something that you've never done
something
before.
Something new
yes.
to you. Mm-hmm. Then it's just a really awesome way to escape the
routine. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The usual.
So just to keep everything fresh, mm-hmm. to keep everything new, always have, control for new.
Yeah, control for new. And I guess the reason why they call it control for new is because we can't control everything that happens in our day. We don't really have a say if, you know, everything that happens at our job or everything that our kids do.
No, we don't.
But we can definitely decide, okay, I want to go and try this new thing, this new sushi place, or I want to go and try these dance lessons.
Yes.
Or just, you know.
And that actually brings, I'm sure there's some scientific way to describe it where, like, you're bringing more endorphins or whatever just mm-hmm. to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there's actually a scientific way mm-hmm. that just by going to new things, you are creating that new spark.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And so I know, just speaking from my experience, mm-hmm. I know that there was nothing that I needed more than something to shake things up as a stay-at-home mom, because my routine was just very much the same.
So is this the same? What if somebody wasn't a stay-at-home mom, and what if somebody, their life is pretty exciting? Does this also apply to them?
I think it applies to everybody, really. I think that it can be helpful to anybody who wants to use it. And now I have people tell me mm-hmm. that my life is exciting, but I'm like, I still feel like there's a routine. I still feel like there's a lot of stuff that I'm like, okay, it would be nice if we could take a vacation right about now. I still have those moments.
Okay.
So it's 'cause now I've switched from being a stay-at-home mom to we run our business together. So mm-hmm. I'm out and about attending a lot of meetings.
Yes.
And Pesa was telling me how exciting my life is just a few days ago because mm-hmm. I was being featured in Glamour magazine. So I definitely was very happy about that. But again, I mean, even with all the hustle and bustle, I still would like those moments where I can go and take a swimming class with my husband on a Friday evening, because now we're getting into the really, really hot days of Kansas,
mm-hmm.
the Kansas summer.
Yes.
And so there's nothing more relaxing than a pool
mm-hmm.
in the evening in Kansas that has been sitting in the sun all day long, and then now it's in the shade. The water is still warm, but it's just, for me, that's just a really cool thing.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, I totally think that this would be awesome for mm-hmm. anybody, regardless of what your schedule looks like or
yes.
what things you're doing.
What activities you do during the day.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would totally recommend
yes.
trying this. So yeah, it could be good for an individual, but it could be good for a couple too.
Okay.
So if you're looking to keep your relationship new, definitely
control for new.
Yeah, definitely give that a try.
Hashtag control for new, and then you can also be doing some of the things that you are doing while you are dating, because again,
yeah.
sometimes after you get married or you been in a relationship for a long time, things start getting lame. Mm-hmm. I guess you just fall into routine and in the rut of your relationship.
Yeah.
So after a while, things just slow down.
Yeah.
And if what brought you guys together was maybe you guys had a love of dancing, maybe when you guys were dating, you had a love of, I don't know, fishing, I don't know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you can maybe reignite and keep everything new by attempting the same activities.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest reasons why we wish that we could keep our relationship new is because we feel like we're so used to being around one another.
Okay.
Because obviously we wouldn't be using the word new.
Okay.
If we didn't feel like, okay, we've been together for a really long time.
Yes.
And we've been around each other for a long time. So I'm guessing a lot of us couples aren't treating our spouse the way we treated them when
they were new.
They were new.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so when they were new, it was just more spontaneous.
Yeah, more spontaneous. But now I think there's a balance sheet, though, with things that have been said and done.
What do you mean a balance sheet? Over the years.
There's, sometimes we call it a, on our blog, sometimes we call it a balance sheet because you've had to forgive so many things. Because when the relationship was new, you're just, things were just totally, totally great.
So you like have like a and history. Even,
there's history, but when it's new, it's just so much easier to overlook flaws. Or you might not even notice flaws.
Because at that time, you're just, is that infatuation?
It's just, you're just focused more on the fun.
Okay.
But then, okay, imagine 10 years later, you've got this balance sheet of like, okay, I've had to forgive like...
So, I mean,
like a million
if you remember, does that mean you really forgave?
You can still remember and you forgive. It's not forgive and forget.
So you're keeping track.
Keeping track. But it's like, I think that just shows like, okay, we wouldn't be talking about the way things were when they were new.
No.
Otherwise.
So,
because
there's a history.
That just tells me there's so many things that have happened.
Yes.
Between then up to now, and we're just like, this is really not the way it used to be.
No.
So I guess the hardest part would be trying to change the way you view your spouse. Trying to view them the same way you did.
Yes.
20 years ago.
Yeah, because that's basically you're keeping it new.
You're treating them
like they don't have a history.
Yeah, and you're going back to fresh every morning.
You're hitting the reset button.
Yes. So every day, yes, it's possible. You can do it.
Yes.
You can hit the reset button every morning and just treat them like they're a brand new person. Because that's actually what happens following Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You are a brand new person every single day. You're forgiven for everything that happened yesterday.
Okay.
And you're starting fresh. That's what our pastor said. That's not me talking. That's our pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, we can do that with the person we're married to. But I think the easiest way to get that started is to go ahead and do those activities that we talked about earlier.
Which, go like ahead. The control for new.
Yeah, go ahead and try the... start taking action first.
Okay. Even if you don't feel like taking action.
Yeah. Then I think it's going to be a lot easier to change the way you view
the person.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. I think it's easier, like, if you just go ahead and jump into those activities, you'll notice your attitude
will change.
So,
So basically, instead of changing the person or forgiving or forgetting everything you did or everything they did, just start doing the control for new, just start doing the activities. And some of the activities are like holding hands and stuff like that.
Right. And I mean, if you think about it in terms of, okay, why do so many relationships end then?
Mm-hmm.
If
and then they start a new
if,
one.
If they like the, obviously, the most popular stage is when it's new.
Mm-hmm.
Or else they wouldn't be breaking up. So
because once they break up, once you break up, you are looking for that newness. You're
yes.
looking for that excitement again. And then,
right?
Because one, usually once you're in a rut, the relationship is like, quote unquote, going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You are looking for that excitement when like somebody's just going to light you up and you feel like great.
Yes.
And a few months later, after you break up or whatever, you get somebody else and get that
mm-hmm.
excitement,
right,
which was missing on the other relationship. So if we can just get the excitement on this relationship,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna be, most people are likely to stay.
Right. So if you can think of, okay, what are those things that I can do to bring back those feelings that I had in the beginning?
Yeah.
And it's not, I'm not even saying it's easy.
No.
But it is possible. It really is. So yeah, I just realized that. I mean, obviously, once things kind of fizzle out, that's when the breakup happens.
Yes. Before, it's like there's this huge attraction,
mm-hmm.
attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And there's excitement and
mm-hmm.
tension and whatever.
Right.
And then people come together.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, there's just greatness. I mean, we will be happy, happily ever after,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And then after many, many weeks or many, many months or many, many years, things start going down.
Mm-hmm. The balance sheet adds up.
So the balance sheet is high and the excitement is low. So
mm-hmm.
it's like more drama,
mm-hmm.
less excitement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And after that, people break up.
Mm-hmm.
But a while later, they start itching and feeling like I need a new relationship, and the excitement start building up. So if we can just get that excitement building up in the relationship that you have right now by controlling for new, getting new things, doing new things
mm-hmm.
over and over,
yep.
so you can still have that like, yeah, man, I'm so excited. You're looking for that.
Yep.
Man, this is so great. You are more likely to weather a lot of storms with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I actually found this really cool thing on I've never been to this site. It's called daringtolivefully.com. So they had an article called Keep Your Relationship Strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the 3-day gratitude plan.
Wow.
I've never heard of this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love it. So they're saying that on day one, you should find 3 qualities that you love about your partner and focus on those 3 qualities for the entire day.
Okay.
So I think that sounds
so
like
3
a really
qualities that you love about your partner.
Yeah.
So give me an example. What do you love about me?
So, okay, I love that you're a really great dad. I don't know why he's laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Great dad.
By the way, it's
Oh, just things about your character?
Yes.
Oh, well, I guess I translate that to be...
Okay, no,
okay.
Whatever. Uh-huh.
Okay, about you, your character?
I mean, isn't that what they're talking about then?
Okay, you're loving.
Mm-hmm.
You're intelligent. Is intelligent one?
I don't know.
Does that count?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not intelligent. No. So, intelligent, and I would say caring.
Okay.
Yeah, caring. So I should spend a whole day thinking about those 3 things, those 3 qualities.
Okay.
So do you have 3?
Yes, I have. You are beautiful. You are very compassionate.
Okay.
And very loving.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we share one. We're both loving.
Yeah.
Okay. Aw,
yes.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Okay, so day 2, identify 3 things that irritate you about your partner and then forgive them for those things.
Okay. So what irritates me? What irritates you about me?
So you go first this time.
You go first this time.
You go that first. Wouldn't be fair because I went first last time.
Okay. So what irritates me about you? So I said you are very compassionate. Mm-hmm. So you are very compassionate and very loving. Mm-hmm. Now, on the flip side, because you are very compassionate and very loving,
yes,
you get hurt easily. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to go through a project with... Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard to go through a project because somebody said something and that hurt you and now we have to stop. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's true. We've actually talked about this before.
Yes.
It's true.
Yes.
Yeah, and we've also... So I'm glad you brought that up because he just mentioned the great part about being compassionate is you are very loving, you're very caring, you're very... That's obvious. But then... The downside to it is I get offended. I take things very personally, mm-hmm. and things bug me very easily. And so I'm glad he brought that up because we have talked about your greatest strengths also being your greatest weakness at the same time. So that's really, really interesting.
And so what's my...
So you just named one. Okay, I guess we'll just pick one.
One, yes, because of time.
Okay. Because of time, yeah, that's the reason. I would say that sometimes it's hard for me to get my point across. Mm-hmm. And you have made it very clear to me that I need to say it more than once.
Yeah.
So that you can get it. And so for me, I think I just feel like, okay, if I say something once, a person should just know. They should just get it the first time.
Yeah.
So that's my issue.
In a perfect world,
yeah,
they would, but
And yeah. I've also heard our pastor say this too. Mm-hmm. He said that wives need to realize that just because you say something once and he doesn't do what you want, don't take it as he doesn't want to do it. Maybe he didn't really.
didn't even know you said it.
Yeah, no. you need to. Say it, go ahead and mention it again. Yeah.
And this is not being about being nagging. This is just, there's a way you can say things.
Right.
Sometimes even just the way you phrased something. Mm-hmm. Some folks, it just doesn't click.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yes. So day three in the gratitude plan is for the entire day, you speak only kind words to your significant other.
Okay, just nice things.
Just nice things. And they actually brought up a quote from Dr. Gottman to back this up, if I can find it.
Okay.
They said, Dr. Gottman states that couples who are able to avoid saying negative things or insulting things during a discussion actually end up having a happier marriage.
Okay.
So day three, you'll spend the whole day only saying nice
things.
Wow. To your spouse.
So day one, you're dealing with their positives. Day two, you are forgiving them for their negatives. Mm-hmm. So you're not changing them. You're just forgiving them. And then day three, you are just being nice. Wow. That's a great thing. Mm-hmm. That can keep the relationship fresh, but it also can make you look at the relationship from a different perspective. And at the same time, it can also make you stay closer together because you're accepting somebody with their shortcomings.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Which is perfect because it would not be very loving. Mm-hmm. To just expect them to get rid of their flaws overnight. I mean,
no.
Yeah, that's not.
That's not cool.
Not nice.
And also just to be, because what we've been doing is we've talked in terms of like we've given the big picture or control for you. So some of the activities we can actually do, some folks might just want, what can you do? And one activity that I think can really spruce up things, especially if you're not doing them, is like PDA. So some folks, just even if you've been together for a long time and you just walking, holding hands, or going to a restaurant and hugging or kissing, just some sort of a PDA, and people can take it to the next level. Some folks just walking and holding hands is like, whoa, it's huge. Some
folks, even just going for a walk.
Yes.
That's nice.
So things like that, just doing a PDA, talking longer. Some folks, they are so busy, just talking together might not be something they do. So doing, incorporating that, sending text messages during the day, and sending text messages which are not task-based, like, hey, do this, pick up the kids, bring the milk, make sure you drop, you pick up, you drop something at the soccer practice, or whatever, things like that. Just those we always, people, or we always do, but I'm talking about like, hey, I love you, I love the what you had, I like the outfit you put on this morning, whatever, like, I like your smell, whatever, you know, you get it. So some of those text messages can keep things going and keep the relationship feeling like new. Because when you are dating, those are the same things people do. Another thing is that you can also comment on Facebook on their posts. Because before you start dating, there's a lot of liking each other's posts and commenting on each other's posts. And then that brings you closer and closer and closer, and then eventually you start going out. But once you've gone out, over time, the liking of each other's posts goes down. So if we can start bringing that up, and husband and wife just like each other's posts on Facebook, on Twitter, comment, just be in the mix. And it's, I know you see them at home, but be one of their biggest supporters on social media.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. And so, folks, just as a recap, there are so many different ways that you can keep your relationship feeling like new. And we just want to encourage you to go ahead and try whatever works for you, and just let us know. Go ahead and put something in the comments that, that you've tried, and just share ideas.
Oh yeah.
So again, thanks so much for listening, and we hope that you'll give us a rating and subscribe.
And subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcast, or even on YouTube. So until next time, guys, bye and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99, ways to show love to your spouse.com.